So as we continue on with our Coach's Corners here this morning, we talk with Labette County Head Coach Sean Price after a big Week 2 win. So, Sean, real quick, let's hear it. You got the big shutout win last week at home. How does it feel to bring home victory number one?
Well, it feels good. It's always nice to get that off your back. And, you know, to win at home is another big one, obviously, against a good team like Independence. So, you know, we're pretty happy about it.
Yeah, we got a pair of tough ones coming up here, including this next game at Field Kinley that we'll be hosting at home. But we'll get to that here in a minute. But what were some of the strong suits that you saw? Obviously, it was a tough game on the road in Week 1 against Pittsburgh. You guys, you know, got tossed around there a little bit defensively, getting beat 43-8. Now, big turnaround coming back next weekend, shutting out Independence 36-0 there. What was the biggest area of improvement?
You know, our offensive line, you know, probably. I mean, we didn't have a lot of success. Our offense put our defense in a lot of bad spots in Week 1, and we didn't do that. We had better field position. We converted on third downs, you know, which is always crucial. Any coach is going to tell you that. You know, we just did a better overall job, you know. Just, you know, from Week 1 to Week 2 should be the biggest improvement you see all year. For us, it was.
Yeah, certainly. Now, obviously, you know, 36-0. There's not a whole lot of sour spots that you can, you know, that you can identify there. But obviously, there's always some areas of concern coming from week to week, whether it's turnovers, whether it's penalties, whether it's you know, old mental mistakes. What are kind of some areas that we'll be improving on here for Week 3, heading into the next home game?
Well, you know, we had way too many penalties. You know, you touched on that. We did have too many penalties, and we had about 10 bad snaps in the game. You know, so that's, you know, honestly, 25% of our offensive plays that we had all night were blown because of our snaps. So, you know, that's an area we've got to keep improving on. We have a young center in there right now, but, you know, he's getting better each week, and you know, we have to do a better job of that.
Yeah, no, it's and at this level as well, it's you know, you get different officials all the time. All factors are there when the penalty is there, and it's especially difficult for kids these ages to understand at that, and it's good to get them to learn that at a young age. So certainly penalties are there. Now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the team as well as coming into preparation that we've got this upcoming game on Friday against Field Kinley. It'll be the third game of the year coming up here. So let's just go ahead with it. Let's briefly, your team likes to run a little bit more balanced, more attack on offense, or do you guys kind of like to run the ball a little bit more? And how would that transpire into Field Kinley, or are you changing the game plan for them?
No, we're pretty even, you know, run the pass. I mean, last year we were almost exactly balanced 50-50, and, you know, that's what we look. I mean, to win ball games, you got to control the clock. You know, you can control the clock by running. So, obviously, we're going to want to run the ball, you know, have some success there. I mean, you know, any coach will say, once again, you know, when you want to run, you need to be able to run. You know, so that's always our focus. I mean, you know, we are a passing team. You know, people view us as that. But, you know, we know to have success, you have to run the ball.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, to open up some certain passing lanes throughout the middle as well, you have to be able to establish the run game. You know, that comes at all levels, high school, college, and football, and pros as well. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more defensively here. What can we, you know, obviously Matt Jordan covers the Field Kinley games every week. I sat in with him last week while they played their game. So obviously here at us here in Coffeyville, we know what we're going to expect kind of out of Field Kinley. But what are, out of the eyes of yours, what can you expect out of Field Kinley, and how are you guys matching up against them?
You know, they got some very good athletes, obviously. I think they're very much improved on their offense and defensive lines this year. You know, I think they've done a really good job with those kids, putting them in the right spots. You know, their athletic ability, obviously, Logan, a quarterback, is, you know, he's just a freak athlete. And got, you know, C.J. Kelly out wide, and Tajon Thomas, I mean, both extremely good athletes, and also, and they got more than just them, you know, just not those guys, but those are guys off the top of my head right now. And, you know, really impressed with their quick passing game and some of the things they're doing in the running game with the kids. So, you know, actually, it was a dog fight last year. You know, we're tied at halftime last year before we were able to finally pull away a little bit in the second half. So, you know, we expect another tough matchup, and they're going to come in gritty and play really hard. And we just got to be prepared.
Yeah, that kind of was, my finishing, question here for you is because Logan can do quite a bit for Field Kinley. Now, not necessarily this team specifically, but more of a broad coaching term. It's incredibly difficult to try and defend against somebody that can throw accurately than do more of the damage on the ground when all of your secondary defensemen are, they have the backs turned to them. How, as a coach, how do you kind of defend against that?
Well, you just have to give your players to be responsible in their assignments. Read with their eyes, read their guy, get their keys, just play good gap control defense. That's all you can do with him, and sometimes that's still not enough. I mean, when you face a good kid like that, we think he'll probably get his in the end, and, we have to control, hopefully keep the big plays down, keep those numbers down.
Yeah, certainly, and I think that's a good insight as well as just, if you get your kids to just get by their, their what they're asked to do and not to turn away from the play, to keep their eyes on things, that's a great learning opportunity. And you're right, sometimes there's nothing that you can do. So, well, we're speaking with Labette County head coach of the football squad this year, Sean Price. Well, Sean, thanks for taking some time out of your Monday, and we'll speak with you next week and hopefully speaking on another victory. Hopefully you guys can bring home two in a row.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Again, that's Sean Price here, part of our Coach's Corners on the Mighty 690 KGGF.